Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. The Oakland Museum of California opens a new show on Saturday, Pixar 25 Years of Animation. It's an in-depth look inside the creative process at Pixar. That's the digital animation studio in Emeryville that's produced 11 hit feature films filled with whimsy, humor, and heart. I talked about the show with John Lasseter. He directed the first Toy Story film and is now chief creative officer for Pixar and Walt Disney Films. I asked Lasseter how the company manages to ground their films in reality, even when the stories are at their most fantastic.
It's really important in Pixar films that while we're creating animated films that are complete fantasy, we like to find elements in our film and the way that the stories are told, story elements, characters, things in the in the sets and the design that people are familiar with, and then show it to them in a way that they've never seen before. It is like everyone's familiar with toys. We all grew up with them. But toys being alive, looking at the world that we know through their point of view, it's fresh. It's different again. Cars being alive, you know, where there's no humans in the world. You know, wait a minute. You know, how do cars do things that we're familiar with? You know, that's part of it where it's, I call it the foundation with your audience. You make a foundation with your audience to where they're familiar, and then they're invested, and then they're willing for you as a filmmaker to take them places they've never been.
And is there a piece in the show that captures that essence, the essence of who or what Pixar does?
Well, you know, there's a lot of pieces in there. One of the things that I think people don't think about is with Pixar films, they're all computer animated. And people think that computers do a lot more than they really do. What people don't realize is how much traditional artwork is created to make each one of our films. Thousands and thousands of pieces of art, drawings, paintings,
in fact,
sculptures.
Yeah, there's all those little miniature sculptures of many of the characters
that
are in 3D.
Yes. We, you know, because we always start with a pencil and paper and sketching the story and then the design. And at a certain point, being that we are creating a three-dimensional characters in a three-dimensional world, we will take our character designs and sculpt them in clay to see how does this design look in three dimensions. And it just works great. And then we will make what we call maquettes or castings of these little figures, and then we have a lot of those in there. I think one of the things I love in the exhibit is in Monsters Incorporated, you will see the evolution of the main character James P. Sullivan or Sully, and you see this tremendous evolution. At one point, he had tentacles like octopus tentacles for legs. You know, he was skinny, then he was fat. He was just all through it. But you see this development of the character. You know, when the films are done, they're so believable, and they exist. In fact, I always kind of laugh because kids up to a certain age don't ever think our films are made; they just are. And you know, it's really fun to sort of for people who really are curious about Pixar and our films and how they're made to go to this incredible exhibit. I mean, this is really an amazing exhibit and see, you know, all of this beautiful artwork. Some of my favorite art that's in the exhibit is from the movie The Incredibles. A lot of the work that's from The Incredibles almost feels impressionistic. There's some beautiful collage work by Teddy Newton, who is one of the production designers. And people look at it and go, how does this kind of relate or affect, you know, something that's going to be, you know, so richly detailed in computer animation because it's so abstract. But it was so highly influential, you know, in the creation of The Incredibles.
Well,
because there was a cool hipness, you know, this 60s you know, cool hipness. Long before Mad Men rolled around, you know, The Incredibles was celebrating that sense of design.
In fact, each of the movies has a particular artistic design style.
Yeah.
And I wonder, we see that, of course, in this exhibit. How do you decide what kind of design you want for each of the films?
The story defines everything. You know, because the worlds in which you create help give a feeling and a setting for the story, and it helps tell the story. For instance, in Cars, we did a tremendous amount of research on Route 66, and we found that many of these towns were bypassed by the modern interstate highway system, and they just kind of decayed. I call it kind of the patina of Route 66, the patina of the road, where it's this aging. And that was such an important part of the storytelling, to make it sense like this was once a vibrant community that has gone by the wayside. And I think that it's that kind of understanding of your story and in using the design, using the settings, using the characters, the buildings, even the color, all there to help tell the story. One of the exciting things in the exhibit is what we call the color scripts. For each of our films, the production designer will take kind of storyboards from the whole movie and representative storyboards and do and think about the color. And we do it in this in kind of a strip, you might say, a series of small little paintings or drawings, like pastels or paintings. And you can get a sense of the color it's going to be in the scene, the lighting within each scene, because lighting is one of the most important things to help give an underlying emotion to each scene. You know, you could have the characters, the dialogue in a scene, the characters are saying one thing, you know, that they're happy and all like that, but it's gloomy lighting. You know, wait a minute, I'm not sure if I believe what they're saying.
Right.
You know, there's an emotion, a feeling to that. So every little thing in the frame of a Pixar film is there for a reason, and that is to help tell the story.
Well, I also liked very much the storyboard piece. There's a storyboard exhibit. It's a series of sketches showing the way a Pixar movie and many other movies are made, the way they're laid out scene by scene,
yes,
before anyone begins working on them. And you play a role in that particular,
yes,
storyboard. I wonder if you could tell us about that.
Oh, there's Joe Ramft, who was one of my creative partners here. He unfortunately, we lost him in a car crash in 2005. But he had done for a lecture at SIGGRAPH, a big computer graphics conference, a description of how the storyboarding process is. And so he actually created a storyboard of the storyboarding process. And the originals are in the exhibit. And it's very, very funny. It's like a storyboard of a storyboard artist actually drawing and then getting ready for a review. And then we come up with all these ideas because it's very collaborative and kind of tear apart his storyboard, you know, and everybody's screaming and yelling and stuff in this meeting. And everybody leaves and I go, this will be great. Really positive and leave, and the poor storyboard artist is laying there, nothing's left on his storyboard, you know, but it's like, hey, these are great ideas, and it gets back to work, and it's really, really funny.
So creative chaos can be a good thing.
Yes. Well, it is collaboration, you know. Some people look at it and go, my God, this is chaos, but at Pixar, it is collaboration. Animation is the most collaborative art form that's ever existed on the planet, and we just cherish that, you know. And Pixar is founded upon the belief that it doesn't matter whose idea it is, the best idea is used. There's no hierarchy of creative ideas here. And I, being chief creative officer, I set that tone, you know, because it's really important for us to get everybody in the studio's comments on the film. And, you know, it is, we have, our films are, you know, live action films that you start with a script and you go out on location or a set and you shoot that script in many different angles and in many, many takes at each angle, and that's called coverage. Animation is so expensive to produce, especially computer animation. We can't afford to do multiple versions of each shot. Therefore, we only have one chance to do each shot right. How do you know if you're going to do it right? Well, what we do is using the storyboards, we will make a version of the movie using the still storyboard drawings. We call it the story reel. And in this, we have a chance to look at the movie before we even start production. And it's amazing how when you look at these story reels, it's like, yeah, if it's funny, it's funny. If it's moving, it's moving, you know? Because I will never put any sequence of a movie into production until the story reel is working great. Because then all the great computer animation, you know, is going to make it 100 times better. But all the great computer animation will never save a bad story, ever. And that's one of the most important things at Pixar is story. And we will never let a movie go out that the story is not working great. And we use the storyboard process. It's like editing the movie in advance of production.
One of the criticisms of the show when it first opened at the San Francisco Museum of – I'm sorry, I'll do that again because it's New York.
Yeah.
One of the criticisms of the show when it first opened at the New York Museum of Modern Art was that Pixar 25 Years of Animation isn't really art. And I wondered what you make of that.
Well, you know, some of the folks said that until they saw the show. And then they were blown away because, you know, it is art. This is one of the most modern of modern art forms there is, especially with computer animation. And I think there's a true misconception with our films that they're entertainment, that they're made to truly entertain an audience, all ages, all types. And a lot of people just assume, oh, they're just kids' movies, right? And therefore, that is like, why is this considered art? But when you really look at the level of artistry that is at Pixar and the quality of work that is being done, it is mind-blowing, you know? And what's so exciting about this exhibit is that, you know, no one gets to see this artwork. No one ever gets to see this artwork outside of Pixar, and this is such a rare thing. And it's so exciting for those who, if you're familiar with Pixar films, to be able to walk around and see these artworks, and you can see the origins of Buzz Lightyear, see the origins of Woody the Cowboy, you know, from like the early 90s. You know, and it's like just a sketch that one of the artists did, and you look at it and go, oh, that's kind of cool. And next thing you know, it's become one of the most beloved characters in the world, and everybody's familiar with it. And you look back at the origins of this. You know, every single one of our characters, you know, Finding Nemo, Wally, Up. And what's so exciting about the Oakland version of this exhibit is that we've added tremendous amounts of new artwork. Not only just every single feature film, all 11 Pixar feature films are represented, but we also went back to our early short films, and we showed we have a lot of artwork from really the origins of Pixar, which Pixar was founded in 1986, February of 1986, when Steve Jobs bought our group from Lucasfilm. And we originally the Lucasfilm Computer Division, and George Lucas was brilliant in sort of the visionary he is of really seeing the future of filmmaking in using computers. And then Steve Jobs, you know, bought us and carried on and really saw the vision of how this could be, you know.
Well, let me ask about that origins point. You're coming back to the East Bay, in fact. Emeryville is the headquarters of Pixar, and that's you're just a few minutes away from the Oakland Museum in downtown Oakland. So it must be nice to bring it home.
It is so exciting to have this exhibit finally come back to our home. And we're so excited to have it in Oakland because we are, you know, we're in Emeryville. We're right in between Berkeley and Oakland. And, out my window I can see, you know, the tops of the Bay Bridge there. And it is so exciting because this is our home. I mean, and I think Pixar is uniquely Bay Area. You know, it is something that I think could have only happened in the Bay Area because this you know, there's a foundation of innovation that is found in the Bay Area that you don't find other places. And I think with the kind of the fathers of Pixar being George Lucas and Steve Jobs, especially Steve Jobs. And Steve, you know, you talk to these guys and it's like no one's ever going to tell you that you can't do anything. You know, and the Bay Area kind of promotes that. There's so much innovation here, and I think it's really and we're so blessed by that. The other great thing is that we make movies, but we're not in the movie capital of the world, Hollywood. And it's nice because I really feel by being in the Bay Area, we stay grounded to our true audience because all of our friends outside of Pixar have nothing to do with the film industry. And it is, I think, one of the keys to Pixar's success that people don't really think about. And you know, the Bay Area is just the greatest place to live in the world. So, you know, we all feel very lucky.
I can only agree with you there. John, I got to ask one last question. I've had a teary moment or two at nearly every Pixar film I've seen. How do you make adults cry?
Well, it goes back to the inspiration that I've had personally to do my life's work, and that is the films of Walt Disney. Growing up, I mean, they were always my favorite films, and as I got older, you know, I discovered when I was a freshman in high school, wait a minute, people actually make cartoons for a living, you know, and all I ever wanted to do was to be an animator, work for Walt Disney, and, you know, and make these kind of films. And one of the secrets, I think, to the key things to Walt Disney's film, and this was taught to me by my mentors, these great Disney artists, was the heart. Never forget the heart of the films. It's like, because I believe it's the thing that people walk away and remember more about the movie than how funny it was. It's like how that emotion, how that made you feel. I mean, we all remember as a kid, you know, Bambi's mother being killed, Dumbo, you know, every Disney film had emotion in it. Of course, they're very funny and they're very, you know, fanciful and beautiful and all like that. But it's that emotion that we remember. And when we started, that was making films at Pixar in the early 90s. That's the thing that was so important for me, is that emotion, is that kind of deep emotion.
And can we find that in the exhibit?
You will find that. You will find that in the exhibit all over, because I think you'll see the care and the love that Pixar artists have for every movie, everything we've ever done. And I think it's the heart of the Pixar artists that comes through with these films as well.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome. And I'm so excited to have this exhibit finally open at home. And keep up the great work on KQED.
Well, thank you.
My favorite station.
John Lasseter, Chief Creative Officer for Pixar and Walt Disney Films. The Oakland Museum of California opens the show Pixar, 25 Years of Animation, on Saturday. It continues into January of next year. I'm Cy Musiker. More news online right here at kqednews.org.